It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Gilbert West was a noted author and educator in England. Sir Edward Lyttelton was a famous English jurist and among the leaders in the English intellectual world. They shared one thing in common. Both were avowed skeptics, and both not only doubted the validity of the way of Christ, but were openly opposed to it. The two men met to determine what course of action they could best take to rid the world of this religion of a madman. After much study and debate, they decided that the best way to get rid of this fairyland faith would be to destroy its basis, its principles, its teachings. They arrived at the conclusion that two parts of the teachings of Christianity should be destroyed above everything else, and that after these were torn down, all the other teachings would come crumbling also. According to these two men, the two beliefs that needed destroying in order to destroy Christianity were the resurrection of its founder and the change of life of its greatest proclaimer, Paul. West took upon himself the task of doing away with the resurrection, and Lyttelton had the job of proving that there was never a changing experience in the life of Paul. Shaking hands, they parted to go their way and do their job. When they met again, it was agreed, they would have enough evidence to put an end, once and for all time, to this crazy teaching of the Christian faith. You know, there have been down through the years countless others who have attempted to do what Gilbert West and Edward Lyttelton set out to do. This Galilean has been ridiculed, shamed, mocked, and envied for nearly 2,000 years. Individuals and nations have thrown their full weight and power into the battle to destroy him and his way of life. Some of the best minds in all the world have opposed his way and his followers. People have used his name to curse and his cause to kill. Somehow, through it all, despite all that the combined forces of millions of men could do against him, he still calls to the hearts of men. We can take him out of history books, but we can't take him out of history. We can take men away from him, but we can't take him away from men. We can take him out of our home, but we cannot get him out of our hearts. Following a year of research and study to prove their point, Gilbert West and Edward Lyttelton met to compare their findings and set about on their self-appointed task. West was surprised when Lyttelton told him that as a result of his research, he had become a follower of the Christ. And Lyttelton was equally surprised when West told him that he too had taken up the way of the cross because of his study. Two men who set out to destroy Christianity both became Christians after making a serious study of the faith. You know, one had better be careful about taking this man of Galilee serious. You might just end up following him.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.